We're talking now with Collingwood Hall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, brand new Chief Executive Officer of NCBA. Colin, I guess one of the first things that you've kind of stepped forward on a public basis, some comments about some bashing of the NCBA by a other organization that purports to represent some cattle producers as well, the Organization of Competitive Markets. What's going on here?
You're right. The Organization for Competitive Markets is a fringe group that is supported by the Humane Society of the United States. But as you mentioned, they go around saying that they're trying to represent producers, or that they do represent producers. And what they did yesterday, they put out a press release saying that NCBA had granted itself $27 million in checkoff funds. Well, what they're referring to is the decisions that the Beef Promotion Operating Committee had made on the checkoff contracts of the upcoming year. It's just a great example of where OCM knows nothing about our industry. They know nothing about the checkoff, but they are doing HSUS's bidding and trying to take down NCBA and take down our industry.
Seems that, you know, they have always been very critical of the checkoff. Of course, they are very much in agreement with the lawsuit against the checkoff by RCAF. A lot of bad blood right now, it seems like, brewing, and a lot of it can be traced back to some of these market issues, including they kind of always have seemed to have bitter feelings about how mandatory country of origin labeling was ended.
And that's why we felt we needed to step up and start saying something, because we have not pushed back against OCM near enough. We are going to change that, and we started that yesterday with our press release, because everybody just needs to understand that their executive director is a guy by the name of Joe Maxwell. Joe used to work for the Humane Society of the United States. He's not a producer. He's never been a producer. And he is somebody who is spending his time now funded with HSUS dollars in attacking NCBA. And he is. He's using a lot of this discourse right now and some of these long-standing divisive issues like COOL as a way to try to drive a wedge. We just need to make sure that everybody understands that OCM and HSUS do not have the best interests of cattle producers at heart. They never have. They never will. And they're just using this, again, as another opportunity to try to tear us all down, because ultimately HSUS wants to figure out how they end animal agriculture. And they know that they can't do it with one big piece of legislation in Washington, D.C. So the other way you do it is you take it down piece by piece. And if you can get producers fighting each other, then that's a win for HSUS. And that's exactly what OCM is trying to orchestrate.
I know that they are orchestrating a rally. They're calling folks to show up in early October in Omaha, and they're making a real big deal about trying to appeal to the president to try to roll back the congressional repeal of COOL.
They do have this rally coming up in Omaha, and everybody who's listening right now needs to understand that OCM is HSUS. And HSUS is now OCM. So again, if you show up, you're supporting HSUS. And so don't get fooled or lured in by these promises of discussion about what's next in cattle markets, because you're just being used as a tool and a pawn in this overall discussion. And when it comes to country of origin labeling, that is an old, worn-out topic, Ron, and it goes back for years now. What people need to understand is NCBA is supportive of voluntary COOL. We believe there's a role for COOL in the marketplace, but voluntary is the way to do it. Look, we don't like mandatory government programs much at all. But when you take country of origin labeling and it is the government telling us how to market our cattle, that's not the best way to market our cattle. We know how to do it much better, and that's always been our approach. And then when you add to it the WTO decision against our COOL program that was decided about 3 years ago. And what that did was set up the opportunity for Canada and Mexico to retaliate against us. They're two of our biggest customers. We're just rehashing old ground. It's a program that has not worked, did not work when it was the law, and it's just being used as a red herring to fool producers to come in and be a part of this HSUS discussion.
I guess they are actually trying to put a bow on it and clean it up a little bit. They've got a new name for it. The Truth in Labeling is what they're asking for now.
you can put lipstick on a pig, as it's been said before, but it's still a pig. And country of origin labeling was law of the land for 6.5 years. Everybody needs to be reminded of that. And you know what? We did not find any scenario where we as the producers were benefiting. Now, groups like RCAF and OCM like to say that it was after COOL was repealed when we started seeing the downward trend in cattle prices. But if you actually step back and go and look at the charts, that downward trend started over 6 months before country of origin labeling was repealed. So again, it's trying to twist the facts to use it to their advantage. But from NCBA's perspective, we have to look at the facts. We have to look at the data to make sure that we are making good decisions and solid decisions. And that's why, again, we are focused on voluntary country of origin labeling and not on a mandatory government-run program.
One last question, Colin. I know that one of the things that NCBA will have as a priority in the days to come, and your president, Jennifer Houston, alluded to this in her testimony before the Senate Ag Committee, is this renewal of the mandatory price reporting system. What are the keys to make that work better, you think?
It's all about transparency when it comes to mandatory price reporting. That's why we have been supportive of this. But right now, there is a study being conducted by USDA looking at the way those prices are reported. And what we're trying to figure out is, can we get more data, more information out there? And until that study is completed, it's going to be hard to have the final request from NCBA prepared. So we're waiting on USDA to finish that study. Once that's done, we will have a discussion about our priorities at our annual convention in San Antonio in February, and then we will submit that to both the House and Senate Ag Committees on ways to improve this program. It's an important program. We supported it from its inception, but we just need to make sure that it's working and providing the information that producers need, because that is a much better approach to trying to provide transparency in the marketplace and trying to help with these marketing discussions than anything such as country of origin labeling.
Thank you, Colin. Colin Woodall with National Cattlemen's Beef Association, newly named as the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of NCBA. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.